And we're back on Let's Talk on 860 AM and 94.1 FM, WSBS and WSBS.com. We're here with Janice Lucy, Executive Director for Berkshire South Regional Community Center. Janice, it's been a little while, but
good morning.
Glad to have you here.
It's been a little while. Really happy to be here, as always. Our favorite spot to share all of the news about the Berkshires is here at WSBS with you, Jesse. So thanks.
Oh, and you have a big splashing and swimming event taking
place.
We do.
We're here this time to talk about our annual Splash-a-thon. This year is our 14th year running that we've had this event. It used to be called the Swim-a-thon, but we've now changed the name to Splash-a-thon, and we really wanted to do that because we wanted people to see that it isn't about how many lengths of the pool you can swim. Actually, it's about how much fun you can have in the pool at any given time and
I have fun in the pool.
Yeah, you have fun in the pool. So who I have right here next to me, every year when we have this event, we have an ambassador who comes out to help show us why it's important to run this event. Our Splash-a-thon event is our fundraiser to support our programming serving people who have disabilities and adaptive needs and people who come to Berkshire South every single day to rely on our services and our facilities to get their recreation and social connection through that opportunity. And so to my left here, I have Josh. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Josh is here, and Josh comes to Berkshire South's pool, right?
Yeah.
How often do you come to the pool?
On Mondays.
On Mondays?
Yeah.
Yeah? And if for any of you who might have checked out the Splash-a-thon website or walked in the front door of Berkshire South right now or even seen our most recent catalog, there's a poster of Josh right there in the lobby. It's so good. We love it. His picture is everywhere. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. I like when my picture's up and around too, huh?
Yeah.
Do people say, hey, that's Josh. I know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Janice, I guess that makes him the shining star at Berkshire
yes,
South for right
is.
Now, right?
Yes, yeah. He is. The shining splashing star,
there you
right?
go.
Try to say that three times fast.
Yeah.
So Josh is going to swim in the swimathon. Right?
April.
Or the Splash-a-thon in April, on April 6th.
April 6th.
When people come to the Splash-a-thon, they can do a few different things. They can swim lengths of the pool and try to raise money from their family and friends to help support this cause. They can go back and forth. They can use assistive devices if they need them, like floats or noodles or fins. And we also have a fitness class called Happiness Hour Aqua Aerobics class that happens at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 6th to run our Splash-a-thon as well. So people can do many different things. But Josh, what are you going to do? Are you going to swim?
Yeah.
Are you going to go back and forth in the pool?
Yeah.
How many times?
10.
10 times. That's huge. Yeah. Did you do this before last year?
Yeah.
How many times did you do last year?
10.
10.
10?
Okay.
That's great. So you're going to try to do 10 again this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. What's your favorite part about swimming?
Swimming with your hands.
With your hands. That's good. It moves your whole body,
yeah.
right? And it probably in a different way than you can do when yeah. you're just walking, right?
Yeah.
Yep. It's really good. Do you have fun?
Probably not as hard on your knees either, right?
Not as hard on your knees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it make you smile when you swim?
Yeah.
Yeah, like right now. You're making a huge smile for us. So.
Josh, how long have you been swimming for, just in general?
10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
10 years? And you've been coming to Berkshire South for a long time,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Janice.
Yeah. Yes, I'm Janice. Yep. We love having you. And we love that you're also very comfortable getting your picture taken. We have a picture here of Josh. And he has on a vest, and he has a noodle to help support him in the water when he comes to swim at Berkshire South. But what we're looking for this year is we are looking for as many participants as we can to come help support Josh and people like him who come and use our aqua, our swim center. Yep, he keeps showing me his picture. That's Beth. I know Beth's on the back of the cover too. I wonder how she feels about that. So people will come to Berkshire South for the Splash-a-thon on April 6th. People have to sign up ahead of time, and it's important to note that the pool will be closed to everyone else other than the people who are coming to participate in the Splash-a-thon. And then, for example, I will be swimming on that day, and I'm going to accept the challenge of trying to swim 200 lengths of the pool within 2 hours.
Wow,
people
okay.
can have up to 2 hours to swim as many lengths of the pool as they like and go out. I'm going to go out and ask my loved ones and friends and say, will you financially support, make a donation to Berkshire South for me to do this challenge? Some people can make flat donations. They can just make donations right out of the gate, right on our website before the event happens. And other people might pledge per length. So if I got $1 per length, I hopefully will make it to 200 and raise $200 from that sponsor for the programs at Berkshire South. This goal this year, we want to raise $20,000.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's a big amount of money, but I think we can do it. Do you?
Yeah.
I do too. I think it's going to be real good fun.
It's April 6th again, right? Yeah.
It's April 6th at Berkshire South. People can sign up for slots to swim starting, I think, at 8 a.m. and then we'll go through the day. You'll get your own lane. If you would prefer to have it as a team, you can sign up as a team of 4 or 5 people. So you can break up that challenge and do sort of a relay. You can come and do the Happiness Hour aqua aerobics class if that's something that you like. You don't like to do laps, but you want to come. The class in and of itself is just a joyful time in the water for anybody who comes. Okay. And then this year, we're also going to have a youth noodle race. So little guys can come in and do the youth noodle race. They will have a fee of $10 to participate in the race, and then they will go do their noodle race. And it's just a nice way for whole families of all ages to come out and participate. We'll also be looking for counters. So people who want to count laps for the people who will be swimming lengths of the pool. So
me.
You're going to count too?
Yeah.
Or do you want Jason to count for
Jason
you?
Jason will count.
Jason will count for you. Josh is here also with a helper. And so now he's assigned the lap counting duty. So we are looking for volunteers to help with the event. And we really want to also reach up to over 40 people participating in the event. So 40 people in the water is our goal this year. We've surpassed that in years prior, but we had to do a little rebuilding post-COVID.
Gotcha, yeah.
So
yeah.
We really want to get as many people in the water as we can and have them know that no matter how many lengths of the pool they can go, whether it's one length of the pool, 2, 10, 50, 100, however many they can, that what they're doing in the water is supporting Berkshire South and our ability to provide these important programs.
And you also have some Splashathon swag, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah. So if people who participate in the event will have the opportunity to earn swag. And by that, we mean things like, I think we're doing t-shirts based on how much you might have raised or participated. You also could get a wet bag with Berkshire South Splashathon logo on it.
I want a shirt.
You want a shirt? And there'll also be snacks. There'll be snacks for all of our swimmers.
Yeah.
Yay. Who doesn't love that? I think that some come just for the food and the snacks. But 100% of what's coming in for this event will go to support our aquatic and our adaptive needs programs. Beyond the pool, we've seen that we've had a number of participants come in and use even our women's strength and balance classes. They're participating on land. Yeah, like that lady. That lady's Janice. She's usually in the water with you, huh?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So really, for those of you who don't know, who don't come to Berkshire South every single day, it is a very beautiful environment where everyone is welcome. And where the many group homes serving individuals with different abilities in our area come to seek respite and enjoyment and fun and recreation and connect with one another, both the individuals as well as care providers. It's a nice opportunity to connect there as well. So we really want people to know what Berkshire South is doing. We have specific aqua aerobics classes that serve this population and their caregivers called Aqua Thrills. That happens each week on Thursdays at 2 o'clock. And then we also have an entire scope of programs called Swim With Us, which is free swim lessons for adults and youth with different abilities or special needs. Mm-hmm. And those are highly and finely tuned to support people with all different abilities. We've had students with cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, really across the gamut. You know, we've had some individuals who have had sight impairment or hearing impairment, or who have been on the autism spectrum, that come to these programs on a very, very regular basis and rely on them for both safety and enjoyment and physical wellness. Right?
Sure, yeah.
So
fun.
It's really fun, right?
Yeah.
I have so much fun in the pool. I'm gonna have to really get in the pool and start practicing, I think, though, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to come swimming pretty soon, because we only have until April 6th to get ready. It's on April 6th, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what time you're swimming yet?
No.
I don't know what time I'm swimming yet either, but hopefully I'll be able to have some breakfast in the morning and then get in the pool.
Yeah.
Right?
Janice, now, if for some reason someone couldn't be there on the 6th, is there a way they can do it virtually or help out virtually or donate?
All of the different ways. So yeah. If people want to swim and get in the water and swim but just can't do it on that day, they should get in contact with us through the website.
So they could come a different day.
We could organize a counting of a different day. There's certainly a little less hype around it on the pool deck, but it's absolutely something we can accommodate, and we've seen happen before. We've had people become ill on the day and not be able to participate, but they've come back later. People who just love the idea of these programs happening at Berkshire South can go right now to our website. They can go directly to berkshiresouth.org. You can find just right there on the very front page, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a link for the Splashathon page, and everything there has the information on what you need to do to sign up, what you should bring with you, how you can become a sponsor, how you can just make a flat donation right now today to support these programs and opportunities at Berkshire South. We look to raise $20,000 for this, but the overall programming scope definitely costs us over $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
And we gladly go out and we search for grants and funding support from different foundations that are dedicated to these needs. But it really is important. And as the demand is definitely growing also.
That's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun, right? I love it. I'm so excited. This is a really fun way to help celebrate the good work that we can do together. Right, Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. What color is your bathing suit?
Red.
Red? That's like a lifeguard's bathing suit, right?
Well, they'll be able to see you very well.
See you very well. I think some of the fun is just getting ready to get in the water. And then how do you get in the water? Do you use the ladder or do you jump in?
Use the ladder.
That's a good, safe way to go. I like using the ladder. That's really good. So Josh is going to swim his 10 lengths. Do you think you could do more?
Yeah.
Maybe you could do 11 this year.
Yeah, 11.
We can try, right? Yeah. We can try together. Maybe we can swim at the same time.
Yeah.
I would love that. So anybody at any time can go right to berkshiresouth.org. People who would like to, who might just be coming in at the front desk, you can also just come down to the front desk. We have these little beautiful blue drops of water cut out of paper that, much like you've seen at grocery stores or places, where if you make a donation, we'll put your name on that splash. So really, hopefully, everybody can help make a splash for the Splashathon this year in whatever way is most comfortable for you. So I really want to thank Josh for coming, and Jason as well, and Jesse, you for having us here today. This, again, is our 14th year running this event, and I think it truly can be our very best one ever. So,
well, again, the Splashathon on April 6th. Check out all the ways you can get involved, BerkshireSouth.org.
BerkshireSouth.org, or just pop by. Yep.
Excellent. Well, Janice, we'll probably talk with you maybe one more time or so before April 6th.
Sounds like a plan.
And have you back. And Josh, thank you for coming in this morning and giving us a few moments of your time.
Yeah. Great job.
And good luck on the 6th.
Are you going to join?
Are you going to join?
Well, I could see if I don't know. What could I do? 5 lengths maybe?
You could definitely do it, Jesse. Everyone can do it. That's the point.
That's right. I could do the slap my belly before I jump in type of thing too. So
maybe he can start us off with a cannonball down the other end. What do you think? Would that be good?
Yeah.
Get Jesse in the water. Let's go.
Excellent. Well, that'll wrap up Let's Talk this morning on your hometown station in the Berkshires, WSBS.